With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Vic and Em's Comedy Gems. My name's Vicky Hanlon.
And I'm Emily Tressiter. Vic and Em's Comedy Gems.
Please don't.
Okay.
All right.
That works.
Party jumping.
Sure.
Is that what happens to a party?
Sometimes.
Jump it.
Jump it. Hello and welcome to another episode of Vic and Em's Comedy Gems. Hello, Vicky Hanlon.
Hello, Emily Tressiter.
It's me, Emily Tressiter. Crowd goes wild. This week...
It really starts our dynamic, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, we are who we are. This week, our guest is one of our faves.
Yeah.
We've had him on before.
We have.
He is an absolute gem. It's Luca Moller.
Yay. Hello. Hello.
Thank you so much for being on the pod, Luca.
Thanks for having me again.
It's been ages since we've seen you last.
Do the people who are listening to this know that this was recorded straight after... the episode that probably comes out after this one?
I think yeah. not.
Well, I'll decide what order I'm going to do them in. Who knows?
The illusion has been busted.
I'm sorry. I want people to know that, you know, we didn't just immediately slip into this hot riff dynamic. We've been lathering it up for a good 35 minutes
yeah.
before
yeah.
this.
Well, I mean, it's true because they will be like, how are they doing this? It sounds like they're having so much fun.
Yeah.
They haven't even said anything yet.
The friendship can't be real. Yeah. Fuck.
Well, like, if we're going to be, like, real, I'm probably, like, somewhere in Europe right now.
That
Who
is
knows?
So exciting.
Yeah. It's true.
So that's...
Where do you reckon you are? Do you want to, like, take a red hot crack and then you
I
can
don't
see
even
how...
Know.
I know, but okay. just take a guess and we'll see
I'm
how close.
I'm going to be in Prague.
Yeah?
Great.
Yeah.
You reckon Prague? Love Prague.
Yep.
Czech Big
Republic.
Prague fan.
Yeah. I haven't been able to go to Prague.
I've been to Prague 3 times.
Well, fuck you.
4 if this podcast is out while I'm in Prague.
When will you be there? So I want to try and go this year. I've been once before.
Oh my gosh. Do you want to hang out in Europe, Luca?
Imagine.
I think in Europe, like from... I'll be in Estonia on June like 23rd.
Okay. Yeah.
And so then I'll be in Europe from June onwards.
Till
probably September, October.
That's pretty good
yeah,
timeline.
There you go.
Because I'll go to Edinburgh again later this year, or depending when this comes out, already this year.
Who knows?
At some point in 2019. Yeah. Yep. And after that, I want to try and go to some other places. And I would love to go to Prague. I met a lady last year who runs a couple of gigs in Prague.
So yeah, I've heard those. Prague is like, it's really cracking. Jumping. Yeah. It's really jumping.
Yeah.
You did a bit of Europe last year when you went to Edinburgh.
Sure did.
How was that?
Oh, it was so sick.
Yeah?
So sick.
It really was very, very great. I had been to Europe before, but I was 18 at the time. And,
yeah, you don't appreciate it.
You really don't.
Yeah.
You really don't. Were you on a Kentucky or like a bus about or something?
I was on a bus about.
And so I went bus about as well.
Nice. And I wasn't about that party lifestyle at all, but I was... Still, it's just a very regimented type trip, and you go to the cities and do all the things that everyone says you should do. And then
I think I did a Kentucky because I wasn't originally meant to do a Kentucky because I was originally meant to have heaps of time over there. And then, as I think I've definitely mentioned on this podcast before, that I got pneumonia and had to come back to Australia. Mm. And so I had to, like, my trip, instead of being like 3 months long, ended up being 1 month long, and I had to just shove as many things into 1 month as I could, and Kentucky was the easiest way of doing that. But I was the oldest person on that Kentucky tour at 21.
Wow.
Like,
mine had bus about had all these old people.
Yeah,
not old,
same.
But I mean, there was one couple who were like in their 50s.
Yeah.
But
that's interesting.
I reckon median age would have been like 26, 27.
Yeah, see, that
was
like
the same.
A lot of the Kentucky tours that my friends went on, that probably they were like the youngest at 21.
Yeah.
And I was like an old woman on my Kentucky tour.
That's insane.
I mean, you are a grandma
just generally.
I know.
Well,
just in vibe.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
But the thing, I think, like, I had the same experience because it's so quick. You're, like, literally in a place for one day and you're off. But I think it serves a good purpose if you kind of just take on board what you liked and what you didn't like.
Yeah, it's a nice taster.
Totally. Yeah, and then you go back and you spend lots more time in certain places.
I would like to go back soon.
I went back to Budapest. I went back to...
Yeah. Well, because I didn't get to go to Spain either or Portugal, and I really wanted to go to both of those places. Sick. Yeah. I really wanted to go to Madrid and Barcelona and Lisbon and one day I'll get back.
I was in Spain when Spain won the World Cup.
Wow.
Yeah, it was insane.
Fuck.
It was so, there was people like literally climbing up light poles and like on the top where the light is, sitting up there being like, whoa.
Yeah, great.
Just losing their minds. It was insane. Every single street was like not closed, but it was closed. So many people just like running around like, it was crazy.
Yeah, I was there, I think... Spain won the Euro Championship the year that I was there, 2012. Mm. And I wasn't there for the final, but just being... I remember being in Italy for like some of the group stage games and it was insane. Like, there's no one on the streets. Everyone's just in like bars or cafes or whatever watching on the TV. Totally. And it's so sick.
We don't really have anything like that in Australia, do we? No. Like, the entire... Event, no.
Grand final day is sort of like that, but only here.
Only in Victoria.
And also like only like around where it's being played as well.
Yeah.
Like,
because like we don't really have that national kind of sport or anything like that.
No,
like the World Cup is a big deal here, but not the like same. That. Yeah, it's not the same.
Actually, I had like the most magical on that bus about. It just worked out like so perfectly. So we were in Spain. We were in Barcelona when Spain won the World Cup. I was in Bordeaux in France when there was a once like every 4 years Bordeaux wine festival.
Oh, really?
It happened like one night of the year every 4 years.
And you just happened to be there for
on that exact night.
That's
and
great.
We were just saying you're only in one place for one day. And it kept happening like that. We'd be in this one place
It's almost
for one
like
day.
They planned their tours.
Well, I don't think it was planned because obviously they didn't know Spain was going to win.
Yeah,
and then
of
also,
course.
Yeah, there was this wine festival. Basically, our tour guide was like, oh, I've just Googled it and... Yeah,
it's on.
Like near this canal, there's like this huge, you get a glass, you get to try all of these like insane like French wines.
Yeah,
and
great.
It was so good.
I think the only place that I've been to that I liked the wine, one particular wine that I've tried was Italy. There was one wine in Italy that we had at one restaurant and I went, I like this wine.
How do you don't know there could be more wines.
There's so many.
Oh yeah, I've not tried every single wine, but I in general do not like wine.
Right. A fan of wine, Luca?
I like wine.
Yeah, me too.
I went to when I was in Pali last year. but I went to a natural wine place because I knew I would be into it and tasted maybe like 7 or 8 wines and it was so sick. Mm.
What's natural wine?
So normally when you make wine, they'll, so you know grapes, right?
Yeah, we've met.
Yeah, like a poor man's raisin.
Yeah.
Yeah, they take the grapes off the thing and they squinch them all up and put them in a bucket. Yeah. And normally they'll put a whole bunch of salts and preservatives and a bunch of different things in at that point. And the reason they do it is so that they can like moderate the taste. And so they do that because the grapes are pretty like volatile. And they can have more control on what it's going to come out like.
Sure.
But natural wines, they don't do any of that stuff. And so sometimes it means that they end up pretty funky and weird.
Yeah,
but
right.
It's like, real tasty.
Yeah, okay,
but yeah,
cool.
But especially in France.
I wouldn't mind trying
you
that.
Have really nice vineyards over there.
Yeah. And
there are a few.
I reckon I could get more into that than regular wine.
I mean, it still tastes like wine.
Yeah, I know. But like, I would like to. We'll see.
It's not all of a sudden going to taste like
grape juice,
soda.
It's grape juice, right?
it's still wine, but there's a few organic wines in Australia.
Okay.
In fact, there's one called Luca. If you're into organic wine, there's an organic wine called Farmhand.
Oh yeah,
organic wine, and you can get it from I get it from my local IGA liquor store.
Yeah,
and it's so delicious.
Love that.
Really, really nice, and like very reasonably priced.
Okay. Mm.
Just a little, maybe I should email them, get them to sponsor us.
thing,
although Vicky's just said, I hate wine.
I mean, I do, but like, give it to me. I'll try it. And if I like it, well, you know that you've got the best wine.
Yeah, well, yes.
So that's a luck of the draw for you, sponsors.
That thing that you were saying about how you're in a place like at the perfect time.
Yeah.
To, I had that like when I went to Berlin. I was there for the 1 week of the year that the trees release their pollen, and I was so allergic to it.
Oh no!
Just like sneezing and just going to the supermarket trying to find like eye drops in German.
Shit!
Yeah.
Couldn't you just look at a pharmacist and go, "This fix
yeah,
this"?
That's all you had to do. That's what I found out is that they don't sell any medicines in supermarkets.
Really?
And so you have to go, and they also don't have any medicines on the shelf in pharmacies. So you have to go and ask someone. Yeah.
Or anything at all.
They have like Band-Aids and shit on the shelves, yeah. But you have to ask them if it's like anything that you're going to be
so like you can't just get a Panadol.
Nope.
Far out.
You wish.
That's, yeah. I mean, I do.
Yeah.
That's one of the biggest things that I'm like I'm super cautious about and we're really like preparing ourselves for
yeah.
is having medication here.
Yeah.
So we've got it in our bag so we don't have to like try
that
and...
That is such a good move.
Because it's so hard. Yeah.
When I traveled, like I was only overseas for a month this year all up and I had to take, well, because like I have scripted medication that I have to take and then just like I forgot my Ventolin. I had to get previous guest Adam Knox to bring Ventolin to Thailand for me just in case. Be like, I'm like messaging him going, hey, I'm dying in Singapore. Can you please bring... And they will not sell me Ventolin because you need a script for it. Can you please bring
There's Ventolin? Heaps of stuff overseas that you can get over the counter here that you can't get overseas.
Yeah. Even if you can get it, it's just so handy to have it ready to go so you don't even have to think.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And oh you, like certain things you know you're going to need, so you just get it done. But that's like... I was recently in China and my mum and I were on like a tour group kind of thing. And one of the girls on the bus got thrush.
Oh.
And so we all were trying to like get her thrush medication while in China. Yeah. And that was so hard. Like a lot of people use Google Translate to like talk to like translate for you. And like we kept going to different pharmacies trying to like get them to understand what we're saying. And like absolutely none of them would understand. Shit.
And how do you mime thrush?
Exactly. Exactly. Could be anything. That could be anything, you know. So far it was super difficult. But yeah, so that's a thing. God, that's a thing that happened.
Oh, and you're going to like Russia and stuff like that as well. What do you know? Do they have like, I feel like they'd be pretty strict.
Probably, yeah. But it's fine. Like I've got all of the stuff that I need.
Yeah.
I think.
You that's think.
So I mean, yeah, I say and, that now, but.
But like this last time that I went overseas was the first time ever that I've gone overseas that I've not had to go to like either a doctor or a hospital.
Yeah, right.
So, like, you never know what can happen.
Yeah, of course.
That's wild.
But, I mean, yeah. If it's that bad, I don't think some fucking codral are going to help me out. You know what I mean?
Fair enough.
Yeah. I can't prepare for that. But yeah. So, you are going to be overseas because you're going to Edinburgh again this year, huh?
I'll be there.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I'm still working out. But I would love to make that my routine to do every year. Like, I did last year. Like, went to Edinburgh for the full month and then spent, like, 2 weeks going around a couple other places in Europe as well.
Yeah, for sure.
I'd love to do that this year and forever.
And forever.
I won't be able to afford it this year, but I really want to do it next year.
Get in there.
Yeah, you got to. It's good that you're going back 2 years in a row.
Yeah, I think that's a bit of a vibe is sort of you have to go and build a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you, have you, is it already applications closed and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say.
Venues are locked in. It's all happening.
So where are you, can you say that? Or,
I'm sure I think so.
Yeah.
I was going to say this.
Edinburgh could be over by the time this is out. Who knows? Exactly.
Yeah, I was going to say there might be a slight chance that it'll change, but I don't think it will. Like, we've all paid our regos and stuff.
Yeah.
So I am like an absolute maniac doing every day.
Oh, my God.
11:30 a.m. split show with Peter Jones and Adam Knox at the City Cafe.
Yeah.
11. This is what blows my mind. Like, because I've not been to Edinburgh, this is what blows my mind is that you can just do shows. All in the AMs. Yeah.
And there's people there.
And people come.
Because we didn't... When we were applying for our venue last year, it was the first time we'd been, obviously. So we were like, oh, fuck those time slots. Let's try and get like 6, 7, 8 o'clock or whatever. And we got like 7:30 and it was sick. But then after you're there for a while, you're like, oh, people are seeing shows all day.
The time.
It's insane.
Because people travel to Edinburgh for Edinburgh. So
You're not just trying to go get the locals to come to your show.
Exactly. In fact, people... seldom do you have locals in your show.
Everyone's from somewhere else.
Yeah, exactly.
So that, 11:30 a.m. with those boys. I think that's called Three's Comedy. And then 4...
As it usually is.
Yeah.
Yep.
4:45 p.m. solo show.
Wow.
For me. At,
the Ha Ha Cool one? Or?
Yep. But it'll be different.
Sure.
Anyway.
Ha Ha Cool!
It was called Moriarty's last year and it's changed names and I don't remember what it's called, but if you look up Moriarty's, that's where it is.
Come. Yeah.
And then at 11 p.m.
This is too much.
Wow. Luca's going to die.
Gotta die. The gong show, 11 p.m. every night.
Oh, hell yeah.
At the Counting House. And then at 12 p.m.
Oh, my God.
Every night, another late night showcase hosted by myself, Peter Jones, or Adam Knox. So we'll probably rotate and have other acts.
Okay, so you
stuff.
At least have
I
nights
can take
off
nights off that.
For that?
Okay. At 12 p.m. also at Counting House.
You're going to die.
Yep.
Every day for all of them.
Yeah.
And that means that you can't like do like a day trip and go somewhere and do something.
Have you thought
there
this
is,
through
there
at
is
all?
One day
There's
off
one day off
in
for
the
everyone.
Middle,
yeah.
Okay. Like the third Monday or whatever it is.
Yeah.
So got that to look forward to.
Wow.
Yeah, we really went nuts. And
are the other two doing the same things?
No, they're all doing, we'll all do gong show, late night showcase and the
early one.
Early one, but those two aren't doing solos as well.
Okay.
Yeah, we were just so fired up and like, man, it was so good last year. Let's try and have more shows and do it all. So we applied for all this stuff and then like got it all. And all those venues are pretty sick as well. Like we're really happy with
them.
Yeah,
right.
And then like as we were registering them, we were kind of like, yeah, okay.
I mean, you're going to be busy boys, but...
Busy boys.
It'll be really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you push through. And it is sort of good. There's a few little nap windows in there, you know?
Yeah. And also, if you wanted to see shows, there's good, like, from 6-ish till 11 or 6-ish till 10:30. That's a good window to see shows.
Yeah.
If you wanted to or have a nap, whatever.
Yeah,
priorities.
For sure. And from, like, 12:30 till 4:30 as well.
Yeah.
That's a good
nap
time.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, nothing's too far away, so you could definitely get back to your place.
Yeah, our comm is real close as well. We're in the same place as last year. So it's like, if you want, go have a sleep. And I definitely will.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, so many naps.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll be, like, sleeping. You'll be doing what they do in the army, where you get to, like, have 4 hours sleep here and then you get up for it. And then you get to have another 2 hours sleep here. And,
That sounds awesome, though. Sounds like it's going to be sick.
It'll be great, I hope.
No, of
course. It's going to be great.
Check back with me afterwards. See.
You should definitely do the everyday podcast thing again.
We are.
Good.
I don't know when we're going
to
record
that. No, who knows? But just to see you slowly go insane.
Yeah, well, it happened last year. Even though we were doing one show every day for not even the full run, only for like 3/4 of the run.
Oh,
we
boy.
We still really lost it. There's only a couple. Yeah. Did you listen to that?
Yeah, I did.
I haven't listened back, but people have told me that there is a couple episodes where we're quite clearly very tense with each other.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah. Because for anyone who doesn't know, me and Pete and Knox last year, they've all been on the pod.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Went to Edinburgh and did the show every day for 3 out of the 4 weeks.
Yeah.
And did a podcast every day just to recap.
What was it called?
25 days.
25 days.
Just to recap our experience of the festival or whatever.
Yeah.
But we were also all living together. And so it was definitely a few times where it was...
Yeah.
Not cool.
Fair enough. Like, you can't expect to live with someone, do all that stuff with someone and be okay with each other every single day.
I kind of like it. It was an honest...
Yeah, exactly.
Of course,
I think...
Yeah, that's why I thought it was really great and why I think you probably, if you have time, try and do it again because it's like you get to hear that real...
Totally.
Experience.
The real time.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. That's, yeah. I mean, that's so true, though. When you're traveling with people, it is what it is.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's a stressful situation as well because you've got the shows and whatever.
Of course.
Yeah, yeah.
I just can't imagine doing 3 shows a day. Like today, just to date this episode, I am doing my show and 2 showcase shows before that and then 1 late night show. And I'm like, fuck off.
Yeah.
Too much.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
And that's 1 day of the month. And I'm already like over it before I've even done it.
Well, so. I think that's what I was thinking. I was like, oh, I've done like, 3, 4, 5 gigs on a day a whole bunch of times. That's easy. But then you don't realize that you
don't
do it back to back.
Yeah,
And of course, and also you're not in your like comfort zone of being at home and things like that.
Yeah, I'll be sleeping on the couch.
Yeah, so that's the other thing. You don't have like
an actual
your
room.
Own space to
that's hard
retreat
as well.
To.
Yeah. Mm. Well, yeah, I'm thinking about that as well, traveling with my boyfriend.
Yeah, but you guys live together now.
Yeah, we live together now, but also traveling
is different.
It is different. Yes, you're right. Yeah.
You're like, again, it's not your home.
Yes.
You're constantly on the move. Like, if you are late to a train station, that's going to fuck one of you up. Like, there are more things to be, like, less tolerable of when you're traveling.
Of course.
So we've already made a pact that if one of us is starting to get, like, too shitty with the other one, we just have timeouts.
Yeah.
That's
like,
right.
Timeouts are actually really good.
Yeah. Because otherwise, like, we don't want to push it to the point where we hate each other.
Yeah.
We want to just stay in love. Ideally.
Preferably, yeah.
In like is fine, but definitely we want to like aim for in love. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's a good aim.
Yeah. I do think, yeah, when you're with someone like, or like with a group of people and you're like always together, you just need to kind of just be like, I'm out for a sec.
Yeah.
However, you have to do the show with them every day. So
you can at least have a few hours in between. Fuck.
Totally. Edinburgh's amazing though. Mm. It's like the best. You've got to go, Vicky.
All right.
You simply must.
Yeah.
Well, do you want to pay?
Go next year, 2020, where I'll be doing eight shows a day.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't put it past you.
Hey, Luca, want to hang out? I literally can't ever.
I'm on stage right now. For fuck's sake.
Oh, no.
No, that's going to be so cool.
These are making your dreams come true, mate.
If there's any listeners in Edinburgh or any parts of Europe, get in there.
Yeah.
You have so many opportunities to see Luca.
A whole heap.
So like many.
If you miss him.
In four different contexts.
Exactly. And it's, well, that's good too, though, because it's like sort of different.
Yeah.
Like obviously, like the Gong Show is a different vibe to straight stand up.
Yeah, well, that's the aim, is that I'll be able to hopefully cross promote them all. Maybe not the late night show, but Gong Show, obviously, I'm not doing any stand up in that.
Yeah.
So people who come just see that, I can be like, come see my solo.
Making
or the other
fun
one.
Of everyone else.
And then any of the gear I do in Three's Comedy, I won't do in the solo. So I can say, like, oh, if you want to see more of me and none of the same jokes. Yeah. Something, I don't know. We'll see.
Well, yeah, you've got enough years of comedy that you'd be okay with to be like, oh, I'm just going to do this old bit.
Well, I want the show. Yeah, I'll do old in Three's. And I think Ha Ha Cool is going to be just more of a trial. I'll have like, I want to have three different buckets with, you know, when you name a bit, like a little two-word name or whatever.
Yeah.
And one of it's like the old gold. One of it's like medium level, where it's sort of getting good, but it's not quite amazing yet. And then the other one's just brand new ideas. And so just get people to like pick out an idea.
That's cool.
And then
I
just
like
have
that.
To do them in whatever order they come
out. You know
out.
How I feel about that? Ha, cool.
Hey. Love that.
Yeah, that's good. I think that's an awesome idea.
Yeah. It's kind of like I saw Pete did a trial of his festival show at my room.
Mm.
Before festival actually happened. And during that trial, he just wrote down everything, like the names of all of his jokes, and got the audience to pick up, like to pick those bits.
Well,
and
Knox is doing his show like that in this festival. And we saw a like handful of shows that were doing that same thing in Edinburgh last year. And it's like, because a lot of people do use it just as
I love it.
A work
I think it's
in progress
great.
Type thing or whatever.
It also is cool because the audience gets a brand new show.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know that you've never seen, no one's ever seen that show in that format before because you're literally doing it on the fly.
So. And it probably keeps you from going insane about the show as well.
Also like, that, how regimented and what comes after what and all of that.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah, well, I think that, like, because Knox did his trial show at the Imperial as well, and he kind of, like, came to that conclusion. He's like, oh, I have to do this like this, otherwise I'm going to go nuts.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, fair enough.
And also, when it's just bits, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, of course, if there's no story to the show.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Involve the audience without the scary audience participation stuff that they had.
Yeah, don't make anyone dance on the stage.
Exactly,
Also, I'm sure that like some of the bits titles are just funny as well.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And like probably some of them, I know some of mine, like if you just read the title and then you heard the joke, you'd be like, that's not what that is.
Yeah, yeah.
Because like the words of the thing aren't actually in the bit at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's what it is.
Great.
Yeah. So that would be a funny like part of it as well.
Come check it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you'll be there. You'll be close by.
I'm probably not going to come check it out.
Mate.
You're not going to have time to whip on
Latvia
over to...
You'll be or whatever.
Yeah. I'm not doing UK.
Wow.
Yeah. I hate them. Nah, I'm not doing the UK this trip because we're going to... From Eastern Europe, we're going to go up to the Nordics.
Nice.
The aim is to get...
I really want to go to like Norway and Sweden.
Yeah.
And that.
The aim is to get from Vietnam to Iceland by land or sea. So no planes.
That's so sick.
Yeah.
It's very cool.
Funny comedy story.
Hey.
I don't know why it came to mind. Well, it's because you're talking about the Nordics or whatever. You know that comic Ismo?
Yes.
From,
yes,
where's
I
he
do.
From? Finland?
Yeah,
Norway.
Finland, I think.
Yeah, I think Finland. Maybe Norway. Anyway, I was in Berlin last year doing shows and I met a comic who's from, let's say, Finland, the same place as Ismo.
Okay.
And so I was asking him like about what comedy's like over there and he's like, oh yeah, it's pretty like small scene, but you know, we've got, you know, some famous people like Ismo is really massive. And I'm like, oh yeah, I know that guy. I met him at the Melbourne Festival last year and he did a gig at my room, which he did.
Yeah,
he did Catfish.
Same.
Yeah.
And that blew that guy's mind.
Really?
He was like, you've met Ismo? I was like, yeah. And he said this, he goes, I cannot imagine anyone more famous than Ismo.
Fuck.
Wow. Wow.
Which is so sick.
And he's just done our rooms in Melbourne.
Yeah.
God, yeah.
Because he came here and was sort of a big deal, I guess. Yeah. Like the festival were backing him.
The festival
him
were definitely
and he
backing
was doing
him.
Really well, doing, yeah. selling out big shows and that. But it's not like he's some super huge.
No.
If we asked like a bunch of people just like in our lives, they probably wouldn't know who he is.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. That's no, like, yes, I was trying to work out who the most famous person in the whole world is. I think it's Beyonce.
Ooh. Yeah, because so behind the scenes, we were watching a nature documentary together, David Attenborough voiced, and she said, is David Attenborough the most famous person in the world? I'm like, in maybe the English speaking, but no, because he's literally just, they dub his voice for anywhere that doesn't speak English. It's probably going to have to be a musician.
Yeah.
Because music is universal, whether they're whether it's English language or not. And then we came to Beyonce. Who do you reckon?
She'd be right up there. I think Michael Jackson was at
was,
some point
yeah, he definitely
proved
was.
To be the most... I don't know if that's still true, but I remember that happening at one
yeah.
point.
Yeah. Beyonce might have surpassed
She'd
surpassed
be close. She'd be right, real close.
She's at least a nicer one to think about.
Do we think Adele or Beyonce, or are they even?
Beyonce.
Beyonce. Okay.
Definitely. Right, okay. 100%.
Okay. Or Taylor Swift?
Nah, Beyonce.
Okay.
I feel like... I don't know. Would Kanye be up there?
Maybe.
Or maybe the Kardashians.
Yeah, the Kardashians would be pretty
maybe.
High.
Yeah, because they've got a lot of, you know.
I feel like Beyonce is maybe more recognizable.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she doesn't change her look so much.
Yeah. But like if I went, I can kind of guess, I know which one Kim is, but Chloe, no. Yeah, Chloe's changed so much recently that I don't think I could recognize her anymore.
Yeah.
And Courtney? Mm-hmm. Is just the small one.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
And who are the Jenners?
They're half siblings.
Okay. Okay.
Nah, Beyonce is way more famous than them.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
Like
maybe Kim.
Kim, maybe.
Kim would be pretty close as well.
Because I think she doesn't she have like the most Instagram followers?
Yeah, I think she's got the most Instagram followers.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
But what, no, at one stage it was, I thought it was one of the Jenners, like Kendall or...
Yeah, maybe Jenner. Kylie Jenner.
Kylie Jenner maybe. And then the egg beat them.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Because I'm pretty sure it was Kylie Jenner.
What egg?
There was an egg. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, because you got to go to, like, third world countries and stuff. Because
yes.
I reckon once you're, like, Kim, Kanye, Beyonce type level, they're pretty ubiquitous across all, like, you know, English-speaking first world countries.
Yeah.
And so then it's like, how much trickle down do you get?
But also, there's way more people in China than like and India
and
than
you know
anywhere
who's
else.
Huge in China,
yeah.
Jessie J.
Really?
Really?
Yes. She won a Chinese singing competition.
Yeah,
I think it's even just called The Song or something like that.
Of course it
and
is.
And she won it, and so she's huge in China.
Wow. Yeah, right. So like as a, like just a person to like number of people that know
it might be her. Because China
maybe.
Is huge.
Yeah.
Or like India as well.
Yeah, India is huge. It might be some
Bollywood
person that we don't know.
Far out.
It's crazy to think about, right? I mean, is it? I don't know.
It's definitely something to think about.
Now, in real talk, I have not come up with a hypothetical.
We're having so much fun.
Yep. I just haven't.
What about, can I come up with one for you?
Yes.
Okay.
Love this. It's harder than it looks.
I don't, yeah.
Would you rather
drink
natural wine only? That's the only alcoholic drink you can have.
Only okay. alcoholic?
Yep.
Yep, okay.
So anytime you feel like having a beer or whatever, you have to have a natural wine, which is, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
But...
Do I get the option of red or white?
Yes.
Okay.
But like I was saying before, it's sometimes a bit of a roll of dice.
Yeah.
Or you, on this trip with your boyfriend, you fight every day, but you always get over it. So, and you know that you're going to get over it, but you have a little like 20-minute spat every day.
Every day.
I would 100% take the wine.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Did you not hear the part where I screamed, I want to stay and laugh?
But you'll always get over it. That's
the thing. Yeah, but I think even if every day you got over it, you would get over getting over it. You'd all just right. be like, for fuck's sake, can we just not do this for one day of our lives?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I know that we're going to cuddle tonight, but like, fuck off. Like,
what about if it was you have to have natural wine for every drink?
Ooh.
All the drinks.
So I would just
that
be drunk
ruin,
all the
ruin
time.
Your life.
Yeah. My relationship would be over either way. So this is fun.
Still
in
the
that
wine.
Case,
right?
if it was if you, every
you
drink,
take the five for sure because you die.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Right. I want to think of another one because I think that fight one is good. What are some other? Right. What's the one that can weigh up against that, Vicky? What else is relevant to this episode?
Something about shows in Edinburgh.
Oh, yeah. What about shows in Edinburgh? What about if you have to do... Let's not say Edinburgh. Take the travel out of it. If in Melbourne Comedy Festival every year, you have to do 4 shows a day.
Or fight every day.
Or fight every day.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
That is tricky.
That one's harder.
Are they spaced out like yours are spaced out?
Well, in as much as you can in the comedy festival.
Yeah, it's a bit different in Melbourne. Let's say you've got like
a 6 o'clock till...
You've got a 6 till 7.
Uh-huh.
You've got a 7.30 till 8.30. Mm-hmm. Then you've got a bit of a break.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got a 10 and then an 11.
Okay.
Back to back in the same venue, we'll go with that. Just to make it easy for you.
Same as mine.
Yeah.
And if... With the fighting... Is it every day of our lives?
No, just the holiday.
So, okay. And so just of the holiday, every day we fight, we get over it. Or next comedy festival for the whole month, I've got 4 shows a night.
Yeah.
I'm still going to say the shows.
Yep.
Because I think that I could...
You love him.
Yeah, I love him.
Don't
and also, I think that I could do it for a month.
You reckon you could do it for a month?
I would definitely punch someone.
Yeah.
But I think I could do it.
Your boyfriend.
I mean, this is the thing. It'll turn the same thing again.
Yeah.
Either fight every day on your holiday or fight every day at a comedy festival.
Which one would you rather? Far out.
Nah, I'd still take the shows, I think.
All right. Well, next, I've got a venue for you. So next year, 4 shows a night, Emily. Trust
Absolutely not.
What about would you rather do 4 shows a night like that, spread out and different shows, or 1 3-hour show every night? And you can do whatever you want in those 3 hours, but there's no stop. There's no
break.
Do the people enjoy it?
Well, it's just like it's just a regular show.
What's the show like?
Fuck.
Sometimes yes, sometimes no.
Yeah.
I think I would just do a 3-hour show.
You again?
Yeah.
You'd do the 3-hour show?
So grueling.
Fuck. I reckon, because I'd get some sort of projector and do that. I'd do like a bit of sketch stuff, probably do a bit of stand-up.
Yeah, right.
Could I have a guest or no?
Yeah, you can have 2 people doing 15 minutes each.
Okay, great. Okay. So that's 2.5 hours of a show.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, do that.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
That
is so much. I'd
have so many
walkouts for 3 hours.
Yeah, there's
getting
just
like a 4-5 people in the audience.
But I reckon.
Yeah, it's one thing to do those 24-hour shows that Mark Watson used to do and have a huge crowd for the whole thing.
Yeah,
but like 3 hours to 5 people is.
I reckon it would. I reckon it'd get some traction though, because it's like only 3-hour show and festival.
Yeah, for good reason.
What a task.
Everyone. Yeah, no, I reckon get around that.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
What about you? You do 40. Obviously,
I reckon
you do
4 different shows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he is so.
Yeah.
I mean, you're making that choice.
I mean, I applied for some 3-hour shows.
But didn't get those. No one wanted him. It's weird that no one wanted him. Strange.
Very bizarre.
Not a lot of market for that.
Yeah. I wonder if there would be. I'll think about that later.
If it was a one-off, like those Mark Watson ones or like the world record show where they did that longer show ever or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. That could kind of work.
But Daniel Kitson's doing 2 hours this year.
Yeah.
And I've heard a lot of people being quite upset by that.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, like, apparently the show's great and awesome, but who can you watch for 2 hours? Like,
yeah. Well,
and
even
he doesn't have an intermission.
Daniel
as well.
Sloss did 1.5 hours.
Yeah.
And, like, it was great. But also, at the hour mark, I'm like, oh, boy.
Yeah.
There's still 30 minutes of this to go. And I was enjoying myself, like, and it's still a lot. Fuck. All right. Luca, you've been a guest before, so you've answered the Spider-Man question, and maybe even twice, depending on when this episode comes out. So, what are your thoughts on Ant-Man?
Ant-Man?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Short answer for
no, I like Ant-Man. I reckon it's a good hero. When I used to read comic books when I was a teenager, I always liked him.
Yep.
The movie I wasn't crazy about, but I think it's because I watched it at Crown Cinemas.
Sure.
And they have like really bad sound system and it sounded like shit. But then I watched it just at home and it was more enjoyable.
Yeah, right.
And when that came out and was announced, I was just so happy for Paul Rudd. It feels like...
He's so good.
Yeah.
And he has been for so long.
Something about him feels like... It feels personal. Like, his success feels personal to me. Like,
yeah.
I don't know why.
That's so nice.
But he's so, like... Because he's so
I've
lovable.
I've loved you since Clueless.
Like, I love this guy. Whenever he's getting stuff, it's so sick.
That's really lovely that you have that relationship with Paul Rudd. I love that. He is a cool dude, though.
Yeah, I quite
I'm a big
him.
Fan of Paul.
Yeah.
I think he's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, he like I had like a big crush on him from Clueless, and then he kind of has just always looked the same, so it's never gone away.
He was great in Friends, saw the Apatows, he's great in...
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah.
He's a winner.
Yeah.
Paul, if you're listening, I'm sure you are.
Yeah, definitely.
We're all very big fans.
Yeah. Well, I assume he feels the same way about me as I
do. Absolutely, yeah. It'd be weird if he didn't.
If you could just at Luca Muller and just...
Luca C. Muller.
Luca C. Muller.
That would have been one of my most watched YouTube videos of all time, I reckon, was the bloopers of I Love You, Man.
Oh, really?
Him and Jason Segel just saying
that would be
real
really
silly
fun.
Stuff.
Yeah. I love blooper reels.
Yeah.
They're not a big as big of a thing. There was a time period in the
DVD heyday.
Yeah, definitely. Were,
really popular.
Oh, I loved a DVD extra.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, so good.
One of my favorite blooper reels is for Daddy Daycare.
Because what a random.
Because there's this little boy there's a scene where Eddie Murphy says something and this little boy is like, "You're killing me. You're really killing me."
Yeah.
And that little boy is like, every time I say "you're killing me," I always picture
that
little
doing
boy.
That,
And then also in the blooper reels, he just does the dumbest shit. It's just this little boy that like, they've obviously like paid to be an actor and he's just like, whatever, I am who I am. You're killing me. And it's so good.
That's great.
Yeah,
I love it. Thank you so much for joining us, Luca.
Thanks for having me again, or for the second time.
Who knows? Again works. Doesn't
been a
matter
pleasure.
Yeah.
Thanks, Luca.
Thanks,
Luca.
Bye.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.